40 Wings post-game interview.
Time to go inside the vanquished Newtown and Chilwell camp. Thanks to 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body there, Coach Steve Johnson, standing alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Well, Stevie J, obviously not the ending that you wanted for the season, but plenty of positives. You finished second on the ladder. You've taken this group to somewhere that we probably didn't imagine at the start of the year. They've got to put, some of these young kids have played in two finals, so plenty to be proud of and to take away.
Yeah, plenty to be proud of, Birchie. We, I thought we performed much better today. It was a real contest, and we had certainly a lot of good moments today. I was really proud of the way we played, but just unfortunately couldn't execute going forward at times. St Mary's were great again today, but we feel like we're in a position where we can win games of footy like that and win finals. But it comes to an end today. Yeah, we've done a really good job to get into this position to play in two finals, and our players will be much better for the experience. But it doesn't mean you don't leave the ground disappointed, because there was an opportunity there in front of us and we didn't take it.
And last week, due to lack of opportunities going forward, we didn't see the best of your forwards. But two young players, Coburn and Harkness, they were excellent today and made a very good account of themselves and gave us a little bit of a glimpse of what we can expect if you can keep the group together and what they can deliver going forward.
Yeah, that was the message after the game. You've got to be disappointed. If you want to be a competitive player that plays in finals and wins finals, it has to hurt. But there were some good signs. I thought Coburn was one of our better players last week when things weren't going our way. And Harkness was really right down last week. He's had a great year for us as a first-year player, only 18, 19 years old. He done some stuff today that shows that he's responded the right way. Almost kicked one of the goals of the year. Unfortunately, he ran 8 metres. You can only run 5 or 6.
I think when you look back at the vision, you'll see you ran too far.
Anyway, it was a good goal, but we've got some great signs. Look into our forward line today. We have Harkness, 18 or 19. We've got Coburn, who's only 19 or 20. We had Madola, who's only 18 or 19.
Dodos is young.
Dodos is 19. And Tullio, who's only 18 or 19, along with Foppiani, who's the big, most experienced. He's only 24. Yeah. So there's a lot to work with. We need to make sure we keep the group together and also try and add to it and maybe add some experienced players around the group. And hopefully we're back here and performing a bit better this time next year.
Commiserations, John. I know you spoke to Birchie at quarter time, but some people might have missed that explanation of why you decided. Can you just take us through the decision to kick into the breeze in the first term?
Yeah, well, we kicked into a strong breeze. The reason behind it is because we haven't started first quarters all that well when we have kicked with the wind. And you know that the pressure's going to be on the footy. At this time of the year in particular, there's going to be a lot of scrimmages and stoppages and a fair bit of chaos. And sometimes it takes teams, 15 minutes to settle. Even last week, I thought St Mary's, it took them, 16, 17 minutes to settle in that first quarter, and they went bang, bang, bang. And I just thought that if we could sort of have a plan to try and shut them down and come in 3 goals down, and you think it's probably a 5-goal win, we've done a great job. And we trained it through the week, so I wanted to roll in with what we'd trained and just try and execute. Understand, we know we're playing into the wind. Yep. It's going to be windy all day, so we'll get our chances with the wind as well. So we took a bit of a punt. I thought, if I had the chance to do it again, I'd do it again. Thought it was a brilliant first quarter. Didn't make the most of our chances in the second. Executed perfectly again in the third. I thought if they kick 4, we've probably done okay. They kicked 2. And then in the last, we had plenty of opportunities. We just blew them.
Stevie, the effort of the boys, in terms of their development, you're talking about those 18, 19-year-old boys who played 2 finals at that age. It doesn't happen like that normally for a team like this. It's just going to stand them in such good stead. They're going to come here. We spoke to Luke Rayner before about, they obviously got to this stage last year and the same sort of thing. In terms of being able to use that as a fill-up for pre-season, is going to be massive.
Yeah, I think they'll be definitely better for the experience. And then, you know, last week against Colac, it felt like we talked about after the game on the Sunday about, you know, they did look a little bit physically bigger.
Yeah.
Around the contest, maybe our boys were a little bit tired, but we went and reviewed that performance, and there was a lot of moments where we just needed to be better, and there was young players, there was old players involved in some edits through the week that we showed, and we needed to see, you know, them be able to review their game, but also then go, well, this is another big week this week, and give maximum effort and sort of be better in those big moments, and they were today. Mm. There was nothing in terms of the contest and the way we wanted to defend the ground that I wasn't proud of. So they're going to be better for the experience of playing finals footy. Another pre-season, think about some of these kids putting on maybe 3 or 4 kilos.
Yeah, Jed Coburn needs to go to the gym with Kingy. He said that through the call. If you could get Jed just a little bit.
Which gym do you go to? Is it the Buckley Tavern?
There we go.
As I've got older, the weight is harder to shift.
No,
it's more maintenance.
Talk, fucking, don't worry.
Now, what? That Victorian jumper that you wore in the All Stars.
Stop it.
Did they actually give you Bob Murphy's jumper?
I reckon I had a crack at Craig Hutchinson about 13 years ago at a Best and Fairest. He was chasing Gary Ablett Jr. when he was about to go to the Gold Coast. And I said, piss off, mate. This is our night where we can enjoy stuff and not worry about anyone in the media chasing a story in no uncertain terms.
Yes, go away.
I reckon that was his...
That was the payback.
He's got you the very... It was only a medium, was it?
Yeah. I went to...
You'd be no more than an XL.
I'm an XL.
Yeah.
I'm not as bad as
you going okay.
On. Anyway.
Yeah, no, that was not... That was that was flattering, no.
Anyway, where were we? Go to the gym. They need to get in the gym. Jed Coburn needs to get in the gym. But these kids will be better.
Absolutely.
Next year. And I've only really had them for a short amount of time, like in terms of what we did in the preseason.
Yeah.
Thought we improved as a team. Like over the course of the year, we, you know, by the numbers, maybe the best defence in the competition, which was probably not a strong suit in previous history. So... yeah, we've got a lot to work with, and we need to keep them all together, add to the group, and can't wait to start again next year.
Can you talk us through the Thursday night conversation with Tom Kittle? How did that go? How was his response to the fact that he was going to play in the seniors this weekend?
He's pretty unassuming sort of bloke, but is everyone gone? Because I don't have a lift.
You can come home in the van with us, mate. You'll be right. We'll drop you off.
Great Western. Kittle, he's an unassuming bloke, but you can see why I picked him.
Absolutely.
He's a natural footballer,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely is.
And he needs a good pre-season. He's played cricket in the past, and apparently he might not take cricket so seriously this season. He wants to focus on his footy, which is a great result, because he certainly didn't look out of his depth today. He's done some really good things in big moments.
Absolutely agreed.
Jono, I think those kids... We were talking to Reins earlier that they come from a culture of winning. They've won the last 3 Divi 1 under 18 flags. They know how to win. Although they didn't get the job done over the course of the finals, they know how to win. So they're going to come back bigger and better next year with that winning mentality, which can only hold them in good stead.
Yeah, I think there's... so there's maybe 4 or 5 of the under 18 kids today, and then you add into that Dodos and Harkness from Torquay and...
Kai Abram.
Yeah, he's from Kai Abram. Harkness is from come to Torquay from Newcastle. We didn't have Panisi today.
Yep.
I think he's far too good for this level. To be honest, he'll be the team of the year half forward flanker. I would have thought. Put his name there. He's a gun. I love him. So we've missed him over the last few weeks, but that happens. You have some injuries. These kids have played finals. I could see, you know, the way Madola wanted to win, and Tullio, when the game was still in the balance, they done some good things. Like they have that want to win attitude. So when you play in a lot of finals as a kid, I reckon it holds you in good stead. And as I said, I was really pleased with the performance today. It just didn't go our way.
I know it's still pretty raw. What's some of the areas you think going forward with those bigger, more mature bodies that you need to add to the list to help these kids develop and stand on their own?
Yeah, I think we to be honest, we probably need just one in each line, like and maybe another sort of intercept defender, another midfielder that can sort of spread a little bit. We've got some big bodies in there. They've had a terrific year. And then we've got small pressure forward, so maybe another sort of hybrid forward would be handy. But there was a, like, I'm certainly not using this as an excuse, but we had a few sore boys today and we rolled them out. Like, Braden Hocking played really well. He couldn't move yesterday morning. And Gennaro Bove was really sore, and so was Liam Nash. So that's why I'm so proud of the way we played. I thought we were right in the contest. So in answer to your question, there's nothing like specific that we're missing. We probably just need to add some depth in each area of the ground.
And that experience will just help those kids as well.
100%.
All right, very quickly, what's the handicap?
What is my handicap? I don't know. I haven't checked it after Wednesday. But
when you had how many?
I had 40 points on Wednesday.
Right.
So,
playing off 9?
Yeah, daily handicap was 9. So I think the handicap's about 7.
All right. So when we reconvene in April next year for Newtown Chill?
I'll be off 3 or 4.
Right.
You're not going to Dev Smith it, are you, and go pro or something? What's happening here? Hang on a minute.
No, I'm not going to be doing that. I play every Wednesday. I enjoy it. Unfortunately, I play with a few St. Mary's blokes, so I have to roll up.
Oh, Wednesday.
Oh, no.
You know, Scotty Hosking and David Stewart and Costa and these blokes will be there. And yeah, I have to tip my hat to them. So well done, good luck next week.
Cats win Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they will. Yeah. Everyone loves the teams that win the first final, but prelim final's a different beast.
And they'll play?
They'll play.
Brisbane or Collingwood?
Brisbane.
Oh, in that one.
Sorry.
Haven't really given that too much thought, Kingy. I've always said Brisbane's got the best list. They have got a few injuries, but Jesus. Mm. Yeah. I'll say Brisbane, Geelong Grand Final.
Okay, we'll see what unfolds. Thank you for your support this year, in your first year in the competition. It's been great to have you back in Geelong, by the way, and back on K-Rock Footy and having a bit of fun with us. You've been more than willing to give your time, more than willing to take a phone call during the week as well.
Yeah, and you ring me every Thursday morning. Yes, Tom. But, thank you. The coverage of the local games has been really good. You guys do a great job, and hopefully we see you at a few more games next year. We might get hopefully a few more prime time spots.
Well, you had a few.
At St. Mary's and South Park. Next year, I want to see you at Elvis.
Don't you start. Goodbye, Stephen.
See ya.
Steve Johnson, thanks to 40 Winks. Find a perfect bed for your body.
40 Winks post-game interview.